Welcome to the QMEC podcast. I'm Ros Herbert.
And I'm Renee Paul.
This is a short series of 10 to 15 minute podcasts in hot topics of medical education.
And you can listen to them wherever you are whilst you're on the move. We really hope you enjoy them. Hello everybody, I'm Renee Paul, one of the teacher development leads at King's. Today I'm going to be talking to the Stage 2 team, or two of the Stage 2 team. I'm really delighted to have Maidly and Yvonne here. We have a longitudinal placement in general practice. Maidly, I'm going to hand over to you. I wondered if you could introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the programme.
Yes, I'm Dr. Maidly Chalup. I'm the deputy GP lead for this course. So this falls under Stage 2 Year 2. So it's Year 2 medical students in general practice. It's a longitudinal placement. So students spend the entire year in general practice with approximately around 20 days in practice teaching, where they're in groups of eight and they do a variety of different things like sitting in with the GP in teaching clinics and workshops, self-directed learning, which might include working on some of their project work, the active practice or humanities, or working in teams to complete other assignments. Then every 6 weeks they come and see us on campus and we provide a range of themes of general practice teaching done in different ways, such as simulation at the RCGP or thinking about their mental health and a wellbeing day on campus. So that's roughly how it runs. It's part of their clinical placements to balance the hospital block placements that they have as part of the year. They also do some other more traditional scientific based lecture blocks during that time as well, run on the campus by our other colleagues.
And just so our listeners understand, it's over 400 students, isn't it, in year two at King's, and spending a day a week in general practice at the same placement with the same tutor.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and that's the continuity that drives the longitudinal placement.
Brilliant. Thank you. Yvonne, I wondered if you could introduce yourself, tell us a bit about you and about your role within the Stage 2 team.
So I'm Yvonne Matson-Wright and I am Student Liaison and Support Lead. And I come from a background of nursing, midwifery and health visiting. Also, I'm a life coach and an NLP practitioner. So I've worked with the Stage 2 team for the last couple of years in that role. But I have done a lot of teaching for QMEC anyway in the past. My role within the team is as the Student Liaison and Support Lead, and I also do something around educational supervision.
Brilliant, thank you very much. So Maidly, I'm going to come to you first. I sit behind you two, so I often overhear some of the conversations you had. And the point of today's podcast really is to focus on some of the challenges that you've had and some of the things that, you know, we've been surprised about, because this is the second year, so it's still quite a new course. So I wondered whether you could tell us about the two main challenges that you've kind of picked up on.
Yeah, so I'll focus more maybe on challenges for our tutors. So I think number one is when you first get the bump about the course, it can look quite epic, a little bit overwhelming. But just to reassure everyone, as the course develops, you know, it becomes very self-explanatory and you'll get very used to it. But there are lots of different facets because there's assessments, assignments, and obviously your role as educational supervisor as well. So I think when you start off, it can seem a little bit overwhelming, but we do have plenty of opportunities for you to meet us. We run an induction day where everything becomes more apparent. We have tutors from previous years coming back because, you know, they enjoy teaching the course. They want to share their learning with the other tutors incoming, and we have a chance to reflect on things that went well and different teaching tips, as well as, you know, we provide very clear guidance on assessments and assignments and the educational supervision role, because we know that that might be new for some tutors and it does take a little bit of explaining, but it's again a very rewarding role as part of the course. And you know, there's another catch-up as in the tutor review day later on in the year. Again, I think that's a really great time for all the tutors to come together and chat through things, and we hope we're very accessible, so if you do have any queries or concerns, we do check in with you, but please do let us know as well. So I think that's one of the big challenges for tutors, just getting to grips with the course originally. I think the other challenge that actually turns out in the end usually to be quite rewarding challenging is navigating this dynamic with 8 students, because I think when you've got 8 students there, they're from different backgrounds. Some of them are graduates, they've done health things before, some of them haven't done any clinical work, they've come almost straight from A-level apart from the first year, and they've got different learning needs and kind of styles and ways of doing things, and they might challenge you sometimes and say, could we do this differently, or I'm upset about this. And when you've got 8 of those, it is a challenge to maintain that dynamic. But I think it's important to remember these students are very early on in their clinical journeys. They do need a lot of support and guidance at first. So it's best to try not to take it personally. It's more about helping them to realise their potential, work through solutions with them. And, you know, as time goes on, I think the team really gels together. And actually, that's the strength, as really mentioned before. It's the continuity that you have with these students. They really value that one-to-one relationship, but they also value how you all work together as a team and being part of the wider practice team as well.
Yeah, and it's something that I'm very aware that it's a different challenge for our tutors. Not everybody will feel as confident or skilled in managing group dynamics when you've got 8 students, and they're not all adult learners yet. Some are what has been termed in the past as adolescent learners. They come at this from varying degrees. So we have put on lots of training looking at small group dynamics and feedback, and how we help our tutors to be able to give the students the support and challenge that they need as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne, I might ask you the same question. So in your student support role, your 2 biggest challenges?
Well, I think to echo or leading on from Mildly's point about the students being they're in their second year, quite young, may have come from A-levels. I think in one of the challenges is structuring the programme for them. In terms of the early days, they do need quite a lot of structure, guidance, just some boundaries in terms of how the day's going to run or how the placement's going to run. And I think that's really important, particularly I'd say the first few months, because if you set it up where the students are very clear about what's on the programme, how the workshops are going to run, things like timekeeping, attendance, then you'll find that later in the day they become much more confident when they get used to talking to patients, building their communication skills, and overall they become much more confident. So after about 3 or 4 months, by Christmas, you find that they have definitely grown in their confidence, and they kind of know what they need to do. But equally, you're also building in some leadership and teamwork skills to enable them to take things forward after the Christmas break. So that's one challenge. The other challenge is dealing with the variety of issues that come forward from students. So it could be anything from students missing sessions, so attendance issues, where GP tutors have come through with some concerns about students that haven't been actually attending the sessions. Also, students have various things going on in their personal life, and that may include financial worries, it might be mental health issues, it might be housing issues, relationship problems, problems on the course, the programme, past experiences that impact on their studies. The big challenge there is to respond to the referrals from the GP tutor, if it comes from the GP tutor, respond to the student themselves and make sure that they know they're supported, but then also signposting to the various other services within the university. So there is student support services, but equally it may be that if a student comes through to me, I will see them personally, and that might be enough. And if not, it's then taken to the wider team. But I think the challenge is to make sure that student's at the heart of what we're doing, and they're supported, they're safe, and they have the services provided that they require, and that there is feedback. It's also keeping on top of the feedback loop back to the GP tutor.
Yeah, and I think that was perhaps one of the things that really surprised us about the course. I think that pastoral role that our tutors have has become really apparent. They're not just teaching the students once a week in general practice for a year. Actually, they are having to notice and look out for, and they are spotting stuff that's going on outside that impacts on our students' learning and well-being. And so I completely agree that, you know, they need to notice that. and they need to be able to signpost. So I know you've worked really closely with our tutors so that they know what's available at King's. They know that our students in the earlier years have personal tutors and then later on have clinical advisors who can also do some of this signposting. And I'm sure our tutors really value that. But that has been something that's really struck me. Mildly, I wonder whether you have anything else that really sort of struck you.
So I think the thing that really struck me is that the change in the students over the year. So I think when they first come, you know, they are very nervous. It's a first clinical encounter. And I think we've underestimated what a big thing that actually is. So we've had students ask us, have we got the right shoes for doing the home visits? You know, do I look right? Should I wear a tie? You know, all these kind of very early and reasonable questions. They're also very anxious about talking to patients by themselves. But amazingly, through the placement and that continuity with the tutor, by the end, they are working in partnerships with patients, they're advocating for them. You know, the patients are at the heart of lots of their projects, so they've done great initiatives in the community to improve, you know, health and well-being and practices, which is great and something that the practice then can take forward as a almost like a gift from the students. And then their artwork has been in exhibitions and conferences, and they go into third year feeling very confident. You know, they pass well in their exams, and so that transformation, I think, is the really inspiring and, for me, like, really surprising thing about how amazing this change is.
Yeah, and I think for me the other thing is, as you said, that it can look like a slightly overwhelming course for new teachers to us, but actually the majority of our teachers have stayed on to teach again in our second year of our course. We've had really high retention rates and recruitment hasn't been a problem. I think that is a credit to actually how enjoyable this is, you know, despite some of the sort of challenges. What would you say your take-home message would be for maybe teachers who might think about teaching this course or other educators?
Really, I would build on what you've already said, but I would say to enjoy this and see this as an opportunity to develop in yourself and to improve your teaching skills, form those really meaningful partnerships with students. I mean, it's so inspiring, and it's reflected in the fact that the students really appreciate you. Like, every year we're inundated with so many comments or commendations for GP tutors. We're consistently highly rated, and that's not because of the design of the course. That's down to you. That's down to that relationship with GP tutors. So just enjoy it, and then we feel like we're approachable and nice bunch, and so the rest of the tutors, and we do, you know, some social occasions after our tutor review days and things like that. So we want you to meet each other and network and talk about teaching tips or life or whatever you want to do. So enjoy teaching for us.
Brilliant, thank you. Yvonne, what would you say your take-home message is?
I would echo everything that's been said, but I think as a tutor out in the field, I think that you're not alone. Always remember that you're very, very well supported by the Stage 2 team and by teacher development, by the team as a whole. It is quite a unique programme, and that it's so rewarding. As you said, it's over 400 students and there's many tutors out there teaching. But I think to contact us early if you're ever worried about a student, or just to contact us anyway if you just want to talk over the programme, just to get some reassurance about your teaching and just to enjoy it, really.
Brilliant, thank you. And actually, your sort of enjoyment and enthusiasm certainly comes across, and I hope our listeners will, you know, feel inspired to teach, or maybe if you want to get in touch with us to speak to our Stage 2 team about the longitudinal programme in general practice at King's, then get in touch. We'll give you some details later. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We really hope you enjoyed that. Subscribe here and follow us at QMEC for KCL on Twitter.